الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM in the East End, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, inshallah, we will focus on three issues. Number one, the history of the various calendars. Secondly, our Islamic calendar in comparison with what we see nowadays. And third, the lessons one should derive from the hijrah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, brothers and sisters in Islam, when we speak of history, Islamic history we learn for three reasons. Reason number one, we study history so that we are motivated, inspired for the future. Second reason why we study history is so that we do not commit the same mistakes of the past in the future. And a third reason, for Islamic history is unique. It is not written in black and white, rather in black and red. The black ink of the honorable ulama and scholars and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. That is what makes Islamic history so unique. So how did these calendars come about? Tarikh al-Taqweem, as we say in Arabic. So when you study history, we come to know the first calendar came about with Hubut Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which means when Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was transferred from Jannah and Paradise into this world. Remember, it was the commencement of the first calendar, and this is how they started documenting the events and incidents that took place. Because that was an extraordinary event, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala created Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and now Almighty Allah created him for this purpose. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Oh, you Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, you are going to be the vicegerent. You are going to implement the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala on this earth. So therefore, the first calendar started from that time. Then we go ahead, we see the second calendar started during the time of Tufan and Nuh. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Almighty Allah blessed him with a long life. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَسَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ آمَا. He stayed amongst his people for 950 years, as enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. But the people who brought Iman on him were approximately 80-82. وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala in Surah 71 tells us the incident of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam in detail. How he invited the people, layla wa nahara, night time, daytime, in public, in privacy. The people who would rebel against him, they would insert their fingers in their ears, they would cover their faces, we don't want to see you again. All this enshrined in the noble Quran. when a Nabi cries to Allah, me and you should learn every dua of the Anbiya mentioned and enshrined in the noble Quran. Surah 54, Surah Qamar, verse number 10. Ya Allah, I tried my best, but the people don't want to listen. Sometimes you try your level best in your family, friends, and then see you're not making any headway. That is the time you should be reading, begging, beseeching Almighty Allah. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِيرٌ. He cried to Almighty Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed, Ya Allah. You help me, you assist me. And Nabi, your son's name Nuh, your daughter's name Nuha. Do we know what it means? It means when a person cries and he wants to give you what is beneficial for you. He's consoling you, pacifying you. So he cried to Allah as soon as he begged Allah, Almighty Allah, let the heavens and the skies open the clouds. From the land and the sand, we see that the things gush forth. And then the rain came, the tufan, the deluge started. And this was the beginning of the second calendar in the history of humanity. We see the third calendar, Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. What will make you understand who is Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? Ibrahim Abun Rahim, the compassionate father. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in Surah 14 mentions his incident, Surah Ibrahim. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us, we see in today's society, never mind non-Muslims, ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chiraag se. How we have become our enemies of one another, plotting, planning, scheming against one another. So these people, they were plotting, planning against Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He went to a place where they were having their festivals, and then they used to believe in the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars. فَنَذَرَ نَذْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. He looked up to the stars. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. And he told them that I am ill and sick. They took the meaning that he is physically sick. He meant that I am spiritually sick of your kufr and shirk, your blasphemy and polytheism. So he took leave and went away where all the idols were. He smashed them to smotherings, but he left the big one. So they made mashura, my youth, you listening? See what they said. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَىٰ. We heard there's a youngster. Surah Kahf, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا. Allah Jalla Wala in Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam's time speaks about one person, one personality. And he is Fata, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Ashabul Kahf. They were seven of them. And what are they? Fityatun, the plural of fatah. So Almighty Allah is speaking about the youth so that you take lessons from the Quran Kareem. لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, there are big, big lessons for us to learn in all these incidents and events. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam smashed their idols to smotherings except the big one. The people heard there's a youngster and he smashed their idols. What they did? فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَأَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. They plotted and they planned. We're going to humiliate. We're going to disgrace Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, they said. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has his master plan. فَجَأَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. Almighty Allah humiliated and disgraced them. If you go today to Turkey, this is what the historians tell us. There is a place called Ur, and that is where you must remember Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place. And if you go to a place called Urfa, whether it's the same place or a different place, Allah alone knows. So you will see the place where he was placed in the catapult, and then he was shot into the fire. As Almighty Allah mentions, and the fire was so intense, they were sure that now Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam can never survive this. While she's flying and going into that inferno, Jibreel alayhi salam comes. This is Iman Kamil. قَدَ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمٌ. Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned only for two Anbiya. They are your role model for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed in the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the perfect role model, male, female, adult children, whether we are businessmen, whether it's a husband, whether a father, all walks of life. And Khalilullah Ibrahim salam, also you have a wonderful, noble example. He's flying into the inferno. Jibreel alayhi salam comes. What can I do for you, O Khalilullah? Amma ilayk fala hajat ali. O Jibreel, as far as you go, I got no need for you. I already spoke to my Allah. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. This is Iman. Me and you, brothers, Surah 3, Surah Al Imran, verse 173. Almighty Allah speaks of Sahaba. When the people made propaganda, mobilized, organized their army, and they told the Sahaba and companions, Inna nasa qad jama'u lakum. The people have mobilized against you. Fakshow whom fear them. What happened to the Sahaba? If me and you, we tell you 100 people are coming here to Reservoir Hills, Allah protect us, all Allah, but, so what will happen? Who will break? What do you think? Today if they come with a water pistol, also our wuzu breaks. فَزَادَهُمْ imana. Internally the iman of the Sahaba increased. And remember, outwardly they pronounce and announce, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. So that's plural. Ya Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. When you are in a tight corner, always speak to Allah. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Or singular, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is cast and thrown into the fire. What happens? Quran. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. We, Almighty Allah, is one and alone. He uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence to his authority. أَنَا أُرِيدُ وَأَنْتَ تُرِيدُ وَاللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ لِأَنَّهُ فَعَالُ مَا يُرِيدُ. I want something, you want something, Allah will do what He wants to, because He is فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He does as He pleases and none can question His authority and sovereignty. That is Allah. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protected Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. O fire, O inferno, become a place of coolness wa salama and a place of safety. I digress for a moment, my dear brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba. My name Abdul Qadir Hussein, and there's another person, Saddam Hussein. He's not my uncle or anybody, you understand? But you need to understand the power of the noble Quran. Even in this day and this age, when the coalition was going to attack Iraq in the early 90s, you know what Saddam did? Saddam went on national TV, national radio. I've been to Iraq also, alhamdulillah, in 2000. We spent six days, alhamdulillah. So it was in Saddam's time. Saddam went on television and radio and addressing the nation. And he said, the enemies are going to attack us, ya ahl al-Iraq, O people of Iraq. We all have to make dua. He read the same verse, but he added one word there. You know what word he added? Ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ali Ibrahim. Oh Allah, these people are going to unleash their firepower. Ya Allah, make their firepower such it does not cause us harm, because we are the children and progeny of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Go study what happened that night when the ulama, the awliyaullah of Iraq were crying, weeping. Subhanallah, the rains came, the storms came, everything. They could not attack. Afterwards they attacked. So I want to show you the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. We need to understand Quran is for all times and all places. So your first calendar, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, then we have Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, then we have Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, then we come to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Study Surah Yusuf, Surah 12, and see the vicissitudes of life he undergoes. Jealousy, envy, his own brothers, what they did. They dumped him and threw him in the well. And they said that our father is favoring him, Allah forbid. You know the entire incident. So the next calendar started from that time. So you go on till you reach the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. Here in this crowd here. If I ask you, my brothers, make me maaf, mujhe maaf ho kijiyega. If I ask you, when is your birthday? How many of us will know the Islamic birthday and Gregorian calendar? Everybody will know. Right or wrong? What you say? Must test you. Baji is right. Baji say right. So you must remember that. So how come? You see, my brothers, the Muslim Ummah today, we were brought up in an apartheid regime. We were brought up with a mentality, white is right. Our thought process today is that the West is the best. Therefore, we suffer from an inferiority complex. And we don't even know properly what is the date. Yes, now because Ashura is coming, so we'll know. But you ask normally, you say, let me go check the calendar. How good is this Gregorian calendar? Let's analyze it. And see how good it is and effective it is. Which month we are in now? We are in the month of September. You are, mashallah, from Durban and Reservoir Hills near the varsity here somewhere. So if you studied Latin, so you know Sept means 7, October, Oct means 8, November, Nov means 9, December, Des means 10. So when was their new year? Their new year started on the 1st of March. So this is how these names came about. If you count from January, September is not now the 7th month. It shows your name and your calendar are not corresponding. There's inconsistency in your own calendar. So this is the Julian calendar, we know, and when you study, they'll tell you about it. So what they did, you must remember, there was a pope. And this pope, his name was Gregory. And at that time, there was an idol. This idol had two faces. So one face of spirituality, tell the people do good, like the idol, you know. This is all their thing, nothing to do, I'm just explain to you. Second, the idol's face was to do everything regarding materialism. Love the world, love materialism, love consumerism. So the heart gets saturated with the love of this dunya. So the Pope said, I think this now idol is a very special idol. Astaghfirullah, Allah forbid. So let us now dedicate 1 month to him, this idol with two faces. Janus, J-A-N-U-S. So January came from Janus. You understood how January came upon this? I'm not saying it's not permissible, but I'm trying to show you what shaitaniyat they did. And me and you, like sheep, we just follow it. Today the youngster, you tell him 1st January, you say, I'm happy, I'm born on New Year's Day. Who's New Year, Baba? You understood? These people who don't even know what is going on. February, same thing, another idol name. See the inconsistency in their calendar. You must remember 3 things here. Number 1, they couldn't come right with the calendar, so they said that let's introduce a leap year. So every 4 years in February, they have a leap year. So Bichara, Baji, I don't know Baji's name, but Baji's agreeing with me, so we just make Baji example. Maaf kijiyega Baji. So Baji's grandson was born on the 4th, on the 29th of April. So Baji, when his birthday will come? After 4 years. After 4 years will come. Huh? So you must remember, so you got 28 days some calendars, some months, 29 days some months, 30 days some months, 31 days some months. You see the inconsistency? So remember, Islam don't accept all these things. Islam rejected. It's permissible to use for our worldly matters. But you need to understand, for them to claim it is the best because it comes from the West, we reject all that. Let us go on the other side. Okay, let me tell you something which is very interesting and you should make mental notes of this, especially our youth. If you study the British Parliament, you know, I was there when they had the vote. I was in Blackburn and they had the vote on the Brexit, as they call it. So when the vote results came, so they said that the people voted for Brexit. They must leave Europe and everything. So I had to deliver lectures. So I said, it's nothing surprising. Ye to Allah ka ek sunnat hai, Allah ka ek kanun hai, Allah has his own system. When we were very, very young and going to school, they used to say the British Empire, so powerful, so big, so strong, the sun never sets on the British Empire. So I said, my British brothers and sisters, how come I look outside, I see the sun never comes out here? Chand bhi nahi mil sakta, you can't even see the moon there also. And now even Europe don't want you, and you don't want Europe. So Allah's system, Allah Ta'ala takes the worldly things to the summit, apex and the peak, and then Allah Ta'ala drops you. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala gives you that health, that authority, that power, 100 years, 1,000 years, and then Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Only Allah Jalla wa Ala, He was, He is, He will always be majestic, the greatest, the mightiest, the biggest. That is Allah. Human being creation, you can't. You must remember. Every empire must collapse. وَقْتِ تُلُو دَيْكَا وَقْتِ غُرُوب دَيْكَا اَبْ فِكَرِ آخِرَتِ دُنْيَا كُو خُوب دَيْكَا. What we saw? We saw the decline, the fall, the rise and the decline and fall of countries, of empires, of people. Now, O insan, O masterpiece, start making fikr of our year after. How many places in the world we saw? I went this country, I love traveling, alhamdulillah. I saw so many countries, and what do we saw? We saw they reached their pinnacle, and today they are there lying in ruins and tatters. So that is the reality of life. So, brothers, the lesson I want to teach you is study the British Parliament and go to their archives. In 1647, make note of this. In 16, my nephew Ismail, you make note of this. So, he's growing up, mashallah, Mawlis Abdi is our Buzruk in our family. So, 1647, you must remember the British Puritan Parliament. The British Puritan Parliament. They banned Christmas celebrations. They said there's no such thing as Christmas. Christmas is a big pagan practice. You heard properly? 1647, 1647, British Puritan Parliament banning Christmas, Christmas celebrations, mamnu, not permissible. So what they did? This is your Gregorian calendar. So they said, now the parliament, the government said, we can no more celebrate all these things. So let us just transfer it to another date. So they brought it to New Year's Eve. You see, 2018 will end, 2019 will come. So you will see, yeah, now all your new names, I don't know, we know Grey Street and West Street and all that. All these new names, my Tajweed is not good with all these names. So anyway, you must remember, they will put all smart, smart lights everywhere. And the Muslim will say, no, I'm just going to check the lights a little bit. I don't want to see, my children want to see. Mujhe to nahi dekhna hai, bachche ko dekhna hai. Shaitan hai, this is. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. Ye aaj ka Musalman. Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. So today's Muslim, he say, let me make Haj everywhere. So he went to Baytullah, he made Hajj there. Then he said, let me go check the Ganges River, you see. So he went to see that. So you want to please Allah, you want to please Shaitan also. Can't work. Shaitan is pleased. Allah is never pleased, brothers. Don't fool ourselves. Nevertheless, so 1647, the British Puritan Parliament, they banned Christmas celebration, and now when that was banned, they moved it to New Year's Eve. They called it hegemony. You must read and study the history. Tariq al-Taqweem. Study the history of calendars. So all the wine, dine and swine, everything was left for New Year's Eve now. So that is how everything came into existence. And me and you follow such a calendar. Let's come to the Jewish calendar. Today is what? Sunday night. Islamically, it is the night of the 7th of Muharram 1440. Whether we go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, any part of the world. So Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 7th and tomorrow, Monday, is the 7th of Muharram 1440. So if you study Judaism, you will know that last week, Sunday night, was the beginning of their new year, the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar is called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the new year started last week, Sunday night. Monday was their first, and Tuesday was our first. I saw the moon myself there in Lens. I'm sure you also saw it. So what happens is this, when we ask the Jews, explain to us two, three things. That how does your calendar work? You must remember, they will tell you we follow a lunar calendar. But our lunar calendar, their lunar calendar, big difference. They work with the conjunction of the moon, the birth of the moon. Me and you, we work with the sighting of the moon. You got the difference? So the second is, you must remember when you ask them what is the date according to you. So they'll tell you they are in the year 5799. 5799. So that is the calendar that they are in. Now today, subhanallah, anything, any verse of the Noble Quran, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Whose speech can be more truthful than that of Allah Jalla Wala? So Allah Ta'ala's direct speech is Quran Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's direct speech is Wahi and Revelation. We open Surah 53. We recite, La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaqin illallah. Truly is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final last messenger of Almighty Allah. Do we know who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's a different topic, but I just take you 1 minute. So in Surah 53, go read the first 10-15 verses and see what Almighty Allah describes Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to speak about the tongue mubarak of the Master alayhi salam? وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوٍ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desires. It is but revelation that Almighty Allah sends to him. You want to speak of the eye mubarak of the Master alayhi salam? مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ. Our eyes, they look everywhere, here, there and everywhere. The Master alayhi salam's eyes, they never ever deviated here and there. You want to speak of the mubarak heart of the Master alayhi salam? مَا كَذَبَ الْفُعَادُ مَا رَآ. That whatever the heart mubarak of the Master alayhi salam saw, never were the fabrications. The enemies would say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, نَقَلَ كُفَرْ كُفَرْ نَبَاشَرْ نَقْلُ الْكُفْرِ لَيْسَ بِكَافِرِينَ. You must remember that something is wrong with the Master alayhi salam's intelligence and intellect. Allah took a qasam and said, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَىٰ. Qasam of the star, and the stars did fall. My Nabi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I gave him the greatest intelligence and intellect. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَىٰ. His intelligence was the best. You want to bring down and relegate the rank status of the Master alayhi salam. Ay Allah jalla wa ala wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. We elevate your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name, Allah Jalla Allah's name is taken, then your name is taken. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Do you understood now? So remember that that is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very, very briefly. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when he came to Madinah Munawwara, the Jews were there. He asked the Jews, why are you fasting this day on Ashura? They said, Yo Bukhari's hadith, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Yawmun Azeem, this is a significant day, a very auspicious day for us. Anjallahu fihi Musa wa qawma, wa gharraqa fir'auna wa qawma, fasawmahu Musa shukran lillah. That Allah Jalla wa Ala rescued Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala drowned the Pharaoh and his cronies. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam kept the fast on this day out of thanksgiving and gratitude to Allah. So remember that is what they said. What was the answer of Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nahnu ahakku wa awla bi Musa. We are more deserving of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was dark in complexion. Nabi Musa alayhi salam had sheepish hair. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's honorable name mentioned in the noble Quran, the most amongst Anbiya alayhi salam. 136 times, no Nabi's name is mentioned so many times like Nabi Musa alayhi salam. See how Allah elevated Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are following his true teachings, but we will not imitate and emulate you. Hence, we will fast 2 days. Sumu yawman qablahu, or yawman ba'dahu. One day before Ashura, 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th, one day after that. So this is how the Jewish calendar works. They call their new year Rosh Hashanah, and they call their 10th Yom Kippur. You just open the newspapers, you will see K-I-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P- So till today, they celebrate and they observe this fast and so forth. So this briefly was the first part, you must remember, of today's talk, the history. Now we come to the best. Islam is always the best, politically, economically, socially, any aspect. I mention this everywhere in the whole world, wherever I go. I say, you bring a law of Islam, let us juxtapose, compare it with any of your system, man-made system, and let us see. Today I was doing Q&A, they asked me, what is Qisas? Qisas is, somebody takes, my name AK, you know, so somebody takes his AK-47 and he shoot the person dead, Allah forbid. So, you, the victim's family, you have 4 or 5 options. All the A's of the victim, you agree, and you have consensus. Life for a life, that is Qisas. Al-Qisas al-Mumatala. That is, we don't take revenge. We take what is due to us, justice. That is Qisas. You don't want that, then you come to Diya, blood money. 100 camels or the value thereof. You don't want that, then you take Sula. You agree, okay, you're driving a very smart car, Porsche, Ferrari, or give me that. So, or you got very smart house. So there's third option. Fourth option, you say that no, that we say the Qazi, he must pass some verdict and imprison them or something. So all that is fine. Or you forgive the person totally and say, for the love of Allah, we have forgiven him. See, Islam, it made it a civil matter and gave you options. You can exercise whichever option you want. Show me a system in today's world better than this. We got a crazy system in South Africa where 57 people are dying every day. This is one example I'm giving you. So my brothers, understand the Islamic calendar. What is the Islamic calendar? The Hijri calendar. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. I'm making notes. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Almighty Allah speaks of Taqweemul Hijri, the Islamic calendar. I read the verse translated, explain. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. Verily, in the Arabic language, when you start a sentence with inna, inna alladhina, inna iddata shuhur, it comes for ta'keed, stress and emphasis. Verily, surely, definitely. The number of months by Almighty Allah is decreed by Allah in His book, in the book of Allah. There are 12 lunar months. When did Almighty Allah decree this? Yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. When Almighty Allah created this entire universe, our calendar is from time immemorial. The oldest calendar for humanity and posterity. Because the day Allah created the universe, Allah gave it a calendar. Surah 9 verse 36. So from this calendar, 12 lunar months, Almighty Allah states, Minha arba'atun hurum, four are sacred months. What does it mean, sacred months? It means that these 4 months you dedicate to ibadat. There must not be warfare, there must not be combat and fighting. So look at the meaning of the months. Dhul-Qa'adah, Dhil-Qa'adah, both ways you can say. Just now we perform Isha Salat. We said, Qa'adah Ula, Qa'adah Akhira. Then we made Salam. Qa'adah to sit, everybody is sitting quietly. No guns, no firepower, no shooting, no fighting. Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj, my brother Bilal was with us, Hajj now this time, mashallah, first time for him, what a wonderful experience. So the people are in Makkah performing Hajj. Then the month of Muharram, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining which are the four sacred months. Bukhari Sharif Hadith. Now the Master alayhi salam said, Thalathun mutawaliyat, three are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, wa Zulhijjah, and Muharram. Muharram, the month of honor, of respect and reverence. So it shows how important this month is. And the month of Rajab. So brothers, why Almighty Allah made this month so sacred and holy? Zulqa'dah. The people must have a safe passage to go and perform the Hajj. It's not sitting in the plane and after 10, 15, 20 hours you're there in Makkah. How we have today. Those days they had to travel for weeks and months. So remember, they needed that safe passage. No warfare, no fighting, nothing, no combat. So people, min kulli fajjin amiq, from different countries, regions and places. This year, official figures, the unofficial are much more. You know, you get Uplang Hajis also. You know Uplang better than me. So you get Uplang Hajis also. So 2.3, you must remember, was the official figure, 2.3 million from 165 countries. All day in Arafat. The greatest assembly of humanity in any part of the world. Nevertheless, so Zulqa'dah, the people who would come and perform Hajj. Zulhijjah, the people are there in Makkah performing their Hajj. On your people's radio, yeah, Radio Al-Ansar, and our Markaz Sahaba, Sirius FM. From Durban, one person, not Muslim, they asked a question that I saw on TV. That you're going round and round and round. What's all this going round the Kaaba, you know? You see, I'll be around the cube. So I said, my brother, you see when your clothes are dirty. So what you do, you go and place it in the washing machine. And then it spins and goes round and round and comes out white and clean. You see? So we go round and round and every step we take, so we get cleansed and purified, all our sins fall away. You see ijazul Qur'an. Brothers, we don't read Quran. We just kiss Quran, put away. Ya Allah, give me barakat in my shop and business. Give me more uplang. That's all we do. Astaghfirullah. Surah 76, verse number 2. Allah Jalla Wala speaks about when husband and wife meet. You fulfill your conjugal relationship and rights. What happens? Min nutfatin amshaj. Quran. So when the semen and sperm, it moves. How does it move? It moves anti-clockwise. That was his other question. So why do you go anti-clockwise? So I said, Mister, study the origin of the human being, the masterpiece of Allah's creation, and see that your very origin is anti-clockwise. And you study the celestial creation, the planets and so forth. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ All of them are also moving anti-clockwise. Do you understand Quran, my brothers? That is miracle of Quran. Who was there to teach Nabi alayhi salam? Nobody. Allah taught Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. وَعَلَّمْكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعَلَّمْ Allah teaches you that which you did not know. Nevertheless, my brothers, let's go on. So, Zulqa'dah, the month to go for Hajj. Zulhijjah, the month that they're going to perform Hajj. Muharram, ay qudumul hujjaj. The Hajjis are returning now. So that is why Allah made these 3 months so sacred. Rajab, the minor pilgrimage. During the course of the year, you want to go and perform Umrah, so you know you got safe passage. See the beauty of Islam, my brothers. So that is how our calendar works. So they ask me, why y'all, that your people's calendar, you have to look for the moon and so forth. So if these are youngsters, I tell them, you must look for the moon and read the dua because you guys want to go quickly for honeymoon also, you know. But anyway, that is on the lighter side. So these youngsters, they like stories. So the other day I told them, who's the good husband and who's the good wife? The good wife is that wife, you are cute when you are mute. You know, women, they like to talk too much, you know. So you must tell your wife they are cute when they are mute. And who's the good husband? Ashura is coming. So the good husband is he tells his wife, honey, take some money. So you brothers, better Wednesday night, keep everything ready. Understood? Yeah. You must give your wife willingly, lovingly, sincerely, not grudgingly. Remember that. So anyway, let's carry on now. So they ask us that why you must look for the moon and so forth. Why you follow a lunar calendar? So there are many explanations, easy explanation, because I've been to this place. I'm born and bred in South Africa. You see the Christians, non-Muslim, they have to celebrate Christmas 25th December. 1st January, New Year. Their entire life, 60, 70, 100 years, always in summer. You all agree? You go to America, go to Canada. In 2000, I had to go to America. There, I spent 5-6 weeks there. Canada. All. So what happened? That I spent that first 5 weeks there in America. So cold in Maryland. For 2 weeks, me and my wife didn't go out of the house. It's minus 12, minus 15 degrees. They gave us a triple story house. From the house, they had stairway right to the masjid. We only stayed there. So I told my wife, people will ask, what you saw in America? We saw this house at the masjid. We better start going outside. When we went 1st of January 2001 to Niagara Falls, I saw Niagara Falls before that in summer. So blanket of, you know, snow, and the water is frozen and everything. We just stood there 2-3 minutes, minus 18 degrees. So imagine that your whole life, your Christmas, your New Year, and you'll see all the wine bottles and all that, you know, their wine, dine and swine story. They're celebrating. So all that was there. So anyway, that whole life, that is how they will celebrate. See your life, see our life. Allah Jalla Wala gave us Ramadan. So we keep fast in summer. We fast in winter. I was in UK. We were fasting for 20 hours. 20 hours we were fasting. I'm giving lecture at 12:30 at night. Because you can't sleep just now. 1:30, 2 o'clock, every time starts. You know? So you must remember that. That is how. And winter time you go there 8-9 hours. So all that Allah gave us Hajj, gave us Siyam in Ramadan fasting, gave us Eid. It rotates all the time. A system that is fair and just to everybody. No one can say, how come every year we must have it so only in summer or only in winter? So Allah chooses a system that's always the best for the entire human race. Who can dispute that? So understand what is Islam, my brothers. Next point I want to raise is, how did our Islamic calendar, as far as the implementation go? Quickly, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place fi Amil Fil. Wulid al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Amil Fil. The Master alayhi salatu salam's honorable birth Mubarak took place in the year of the elephant. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi Amil Fil took place, and thereafter Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak birth took place. Thereafter, we find that the calendar came right in the year 10th year of the Hijrah, because these mushrikeen, they used to commit a major crime which Almighty Allah called kufr and blasphemy. إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. They used to manipulate the months. The month of Zulqa'dah comes, they say, no, this is not Zulqa'dah, make it Rabiul Awwal. The month of Rabiul Awwal come or Safar come, they say, no, make it Shawwal. So you must remember unilaterally, they have to play with the months and change it. So Allah Jalla wa Ala said, Nasi. The postponement of the months, fiddling with the months, is kufr and blasphemy. So in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, when the Master alayhi salatu salam performed the farewell Hajj, the Master alayhi salam said, In zaman qad istadara ala hayatihi. Now the calendar is back to its original as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So that is how the calendar came back. Nevertheless, the practical implementation took place in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Wama adraka man Umar. Do we know who is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality. What he said on the Farsh, Allah sent from the Arsh. That is Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. He told the Master alayhi salatu wasalam after tawaf, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let us read salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. The Master alayhi salam said, no, I have to wait. Allah jalla wa'ala says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّىٰ. That yes, read salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah is mentioned in Al-Itqan, more than 20 places Sayyidina Umar suggested this must happen. Allah said, yes, it's right, and let that verse be revealed. Can we imagine? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when you read Akhbar Umar by Allama Tantawi rahimahullah of Egypt, you will find a whole chapter on Awaliyat Umar, that is the reforms he brought. And no one can call it an innovation, because Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِينَ. You follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa, in reference to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar's time, the ummah, the empire is expanding in all directions. That is Umar. Now the people communication is becoming difficult. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was in Yemen. He's from Yemen originally. And then he came here to Medina. And he starts speaking to Sayyidina Umar Amir al-Mu'mineen. There's so much communication going to and fro. Now we are in a loss. We are confused. We don't know which letter came first, which letter came second. We need to have an official calendar every month so we know what is the day and the date and so forth. Sayyidina Umar said it's true. So what are we going to make the starting point? Somebody said, let's make the birth of certain personality. So no. If this ummah should start with the birth of any personality, then the ummah should be celebrating and happiness and this party. That no. Someone suggested the maut and the wafat, the death of any personality. They said no. The ummah should be crying, weeping and grieving all the time. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala nuzun nurain. Do we know Sayyidina Usman? The only person in the history of humanity who married two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. Zun nurain. The person who possessed the two lights and radiances. So he first married Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. Thereafter, her demise, then Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. After her demise, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Uthman, if I had another daughter as well, I would have given her to you in marriage. That is Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Nevertheless, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we must start from Muharram, because Hajj is finished, and now Muharram is coming, the Hajjis are coming, and that is what we should do. So lo and behold, he said, yes, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, were preparing for the journey of Hijrah from Muharram, although the journey itself took place in Rabi'ul Awwal. So this is in the 16th year after the Hijrah, that the physical, practical implementation of our Hijri calendar took place, and this goes to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. My dear brother, dear sister, you're going for Umrah. When you stand in front of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. When you stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, in Arabic it changes. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Thank the person for what he did. What he did. He purchased the land of Masjid Nabawi with his own personal money. 10 gold coins he paid. Me and you, we read Salat there, we read Quran there, we make Itikaf there. But not one day we got the courage to thank Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq? Surah 9 verse 36, Hijrah calendar. Surah 9 verse 40, Allah speaks of the journey of Hijrah. Listen. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at the time, Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha says, the Master alayhi salam came to my father, a time he would normally not come. They whispered and discussed something and my father was overjoyed. What happened, Ya Abati? The Master alayhi salam said, get ready, Ya Aba Bakrin radiallahu anhu. You are going to be my companion. Allah has told me, very soon we will go for the Hijrah. We leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madinah Munawwara. He bought the two camels. He fed them because any time the call comes, they have to move. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, Madinah Munawwara is that direction. We're going this direction. And lo, the opposite direction. And when they went, first stop, Ghar Thawr. Ghar, small, narrow cave. Kahf, broad, wide cave. This is Ishkun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we all claim, Kullun yadda'i bihubbi layla, wa layla la tuqirru bidak. Everybody should tell Layla they love her. Layla say, no one love me, only Majnoon love me. You see, today you ask the youngster, he just got married, I was married. He say, I'm madly in love. Then mad, he makes a mud there also. So M-A-D, mud, M-A-D, mad. Both ways it works. See, both ways it works. So anyway, he say, so they ask her, ask Majnoon, what you like this Layla so much? Look at the eye, there's a slight squint. Her teeth are not even straight. He said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Beauty is in the beholder of the eye. So tonight you go and tell your wife, oh honey, 1440 started, is not even day of Ashura. You look so beautiful today, more there, more beautiful than our wedding day. She will go for Mi'raj in Muharram. What you think? Huh? So you must remember this type of thing. So that is what you must remember. So, see Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu teaching the Ummah what is love. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wait, let me go inside. He cleaned the cave with his own clothes, he tore it up and he plugged up the crevices in that cave. Come Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salam put his head Mubarak here on the thigh of Sayyidina Abu Bakr to rest. Sayyidina Abu Bakr saw still two openings. He took his right foot, closed one, or the left foot, closed one. The Master alayhi salatu salam was sleeping, resting. وَعَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانَ And the tears of Sayyidina Abu Bakr started falling and fell on the Mubarak countenance, face Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. The Master alayhi salam woke up, مَا يُبْكِيكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ Why you crying? Ya Rasulullah, from inside something is stinging me. I did not want to move to disturb you, Ya Rasulullah. This is adab, this is ishq, this is love for Nabi alayhi salam. Thaniyat nain, the second of the two. In the cave he is the second of the two. When they travel to Medina Munawwara, he is the second of the two. On the Musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the second of the two. 17 salati perform imamat in the hayati, in the life mubarak of the Master Islam. O Ummah of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, don't let anybody tell you and fool you. There is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is the greatest person to walk on this earth after all. Today also he is Thaniyat Nain. He is buried right next to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu ardah. So my brothers, you must remember, take the lessons of Hijrah, and in that way, then this Ummah will move forward. My time is almost up. I've got 2-3 minutes left. I'm tired. I have to retire also now. So my brothers, in the ending, my message to you is this. Why did Islam choose the Hijrah calendar? Why? One is, I told you about the rotation and so forth. When you analyze Hijrah, Hajara, Hajimra, it means Tarukul Awdan. You leave the place where you were born and bred. You leave your comfort zone and you go out in the path of Allah. A Nabi, the most beloved to Allah, they made Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Hijrah to Medina Munawwara. Nabi Musa alayhi salam made Hijrah to where? To Madian. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam makes Hijrah from Canaan to Makkah, Egypt, all these places. Every Nabi made Hijrah. Remember? Well, I'm not saying you must leave South Africa. No. What I am saying is this. You have to go out of the comfort zone. And we sit on our lazy boy and stretch our feet like this and take the internet and iPad. What you doing, Baji? I'm studying Islam. That is shaitaniyat. That is shaitaniyat. You will go totally astray. Because the websites and all that, everything, everybody is writing there. Orientalists are writing, Qadianis are writing, Ahmadis are writing, everybody is writing. So how do you sift out what is authentic and not authentic? Ibn Sirin used to say, "Zuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum." Watch out from whom you are taking your deen. Our Deenul Islam has a chain. We build this masjid. Reservoir Hills, how old, Baji? This masjid? 1973. MashaAllah. See, Baji gave same time answer. 1973, Allah keep this masjid abad always. My brothers, we build the masjid, is facing the Baytullah. You had your Hif Jalsa, so what happened? That person got connected to Almighty Allah. Allah says, you by heart of the Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Allah took his attribute of hafiz and transferred it to your son. What you think is a small thing? How great it is. You learn the ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get connected to the Master alayhi salam. Silsilatu dhahab, you have the golden chain. We are to ask Imam Bukhari, Muhammad ibn Ismail, Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith. Oh Bukhari, rahimahullah, what is the greatest chain in the Hadith? He said, Malik an-Nafi, an-Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu maqal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik reports from Nafi, Nafi reports from Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar reports from the Master alayhi salam. So we have a chain. Our chain takes us to Almighty Allah jalla wala. Our chain takes us to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our chain takes us to the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Today's world, they want to cut you off from this chain. And the day you cut off from the chain, remember, dhallu wa dhallu. You go astray and they will lead you astray. May Almighty Allah jalla wa ala keep us on the right path of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we always understand every Islam is the best, and we must share it with the rest. May Almighty Allah Jalla Ala give us tawfiq. We thank all our brothers of Radio Al Ansar, our our brother Shabir Basha, our brother Joseph, Haji Muhammad Joseph, may Allah give both of them shifa and both ill, and then our brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. Allah Jalla wa'ala reward him, his entire family, capital group, and my brother Faisal Asmal there in Springs. May all, may Allah use us for his deen. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif only. The aim is to finish our life in the service of the Quran and Sunnah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك في الشؤون كلها في العالم كله اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
حب احمد ازل ہی سے سینے میں ہے میں یہاں ہوں میرا دل مدینے میں ہے حب احمد ازل ہی سے سینے میں ہے میں یہاں ہوں میرا دل مدینے میں ہے